200,000 jobs were created last month, and the jobless rate improved to 8.5%.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The nation's economy added 200,000 jobs in December, and the unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in nearly 3 years. The Labor Department is just out with the latest figures this morning, and we're just going to get some analysis now from Jill Schlesinger, editor-at-large over at CBS Money Watch. She's with us from New York, as she is every Friday morning. Morning, Jill.
Good morning.
So it seems like another solid report. Let's get into some of the highlights. Which sectors grew and which ones didn't have such a good month?
Well, you know, healthcare really does continue to be a standout, adding about 23,000 jobs in the month. But, you know, over the course of the year, healthcare employment up by 315,000 jobs.
Wow.
I guess Americans also maybe are going out a little bit more because food services also doing well in December and added about 230,000 jobs over the course of the year. So these are really good numbers. But the special place in my heart,
yeah,
manufacturing, the much maligned manufacturing sector, which, my goodness, has really been pretty amazing on a tear since last February, adding about 325,000 jobs.
Now, I thought Americans weren't making things anymore, Jill.
Yes, and that's why I say the much maligned manufacturing sector. Look, it is true. There are about 40% fewer manufacturing jobs than when we were at our peak in the late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the European crisis has really made American manufacturing buoyant, in fact. And we've seen manufacturing lead the way out. I think that this is a really bright spot for the economy and one that might be a good place for folks who don't necessarily have the huge skill set to enter into technology, say.
Overall, Jill, is this what we need to keep the unemployment rate on the decline month after month of 200 plus thousand?
This is exactly what we need. I mean, we know that there need to be about 125,000 jobs a month just to keep pace with folks coming into the labor force.
Mm.
But, you know, 200,000, that will put a dent into the unemployment rate. And frankly, let's look at where we were a year ago, 9.4% unemployment. So the trend is moving in the right direction. We don't like to see over 8%, but heck, I'll take this rather than what we saw previously, that 10% number, which was pretty scary.
And we're down nearly, a percent for the year. All right, Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch. Jill, thanks.
Take care.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed right now in reaction to those numbers. The Nasdaq's up slightly, about a tenth of a percent, but Dow is off a third of a percent, 43 points, 12,372. European markets right now are pretty much flat. FTSE's up, though, in London. The Aluminum Company of America, better known as Alcoa, said today it's going to slash its global smelting capacity. Alcoa releases its quarterly report on Monday, and that's the traditional start of corporate earnings season. Well, next week, the nonprofit group that controls the Internet's address system is going to start taking applications for new web extensions, saying that is going to spur innovation. Marketplace's Bob Moon reports now some big businesses, though, are trying to stop the move.
When new domains have been created in the past, there's been a rush to buy up marketable words and make a profit. Big companies worry that opening a virtually unlimited universe of names from .abc to .xyz could leave them vulnerable to cyber squatters holding their brand names hostage.
This is going to impose extraordinary costs as people defensively basically purchase their own name back.
Dan Jaffe speaks for the Association of National Advertisers. That group has been joined by such iconic names as GE, Coca-Cola, and even the YMCA in trying to stop the move. Jaffe says consumers could be at risk, too, if they're fooled into thinking they're doing online business with a trusted name. On the other hand, Jim Lewis at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the cost of creating your own web extension should put off most cyber criminals.
The first cost, get ready for sticker shock, is $185,000 to register.
And thousands a year more to maintain it. Opponents of the new policy argue that will also make it too expensive for smaller businesses to protect their own names. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
American Public Media announces the Splendid Tables new book, How to Eat Weekends, with dozens of new recipes, now available at bookstores nationwide.
California Governor Jerry Brown has told local officials across the state that he's going to provide enough money to cover added inmates at county lockups. A new state law is sending inmates convicted of lower-level offenses to county jails instead of state prisons. Well, prison cuts are helping state budgets balance all over the country. A lot of states are doing that by favoring alternatives to prison time for property and drug crimes. That may also raise the economic prospects for those offenders. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has more.
Many states around the country are experimenting with something called accountability or problem-solving courts. Variations include drug court, DUI court, and mental health court. Mark Levin is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation. He says alternative sentencing is generally for nonviolent and first-time offenders, and the programs are not easy.
You have months of drug testing. If you owe restitution, you have to pay that. Holding a job is, in fact, a condition of the court.
Those who pass often avoid having a conviction on their record. Judith Green follows prison trends for the nonprofit Justice Strategies.
A felony conviction is a huge barrier to employment in the future, eligibility for housing, etc. So it's a big advantage for someone to go through the system and get the kind of services they need in order to get themselves back on track and avoid having the barriers that would face them if they got a felony conviction.
If it weren't for problem-solving courts, 36-year-old Lamont Williams says,
I'd be in Attica or Sing Sing.
He had several strikes against him when he got caught shoplifting to pay for his drug habit. Now, instead of prison, he's at home in Brooklyn.
I'm clean off drugs. I have a job. I have my kids back in my life. I have goals.
A study in Virginia found that in the 18 months after re-entering the civilian job world, those who successfully completed alternative sentencing earned around $42,000, while folks who went to jail earned less than half that. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, police in Wisconsin arrested a man who took a car he was looking at buying on an extended test drive. Madison police say the car dealer dialed 911 after a customer drove off the lot without the salesperson to ride along. When pulled over hours later, but only a few miles from the dealer, the man said he had to retrieve money to buy the car. The man went all the way to Milwaukee and back, more than 150 miles. And when asked why he did it, he told police he wanted to get a real feel for the car. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
With 13 million Americans looking for work, there's one job that's got to be a busy gig.
Well, you know, you could have your pity party for 10 minutes, but if you're a survivor, you can't give up. You know, look at the resources that are out there. Just don't give up.
I'm Tess Vigeland, a look into the life of a job counselor. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.